throwback unis featured on Saturday for the Rangers and Angels. In the bottom of the first, Nomar Mazara showed he's comfortable in that.
Outside of the legs. There goes Chu, and this ball was ripped out into right field. That's a base hit. Rolls all the way to the wall. Calhoun has to pick it up at the base of the wall. Chu's at third, being waved home. He scores easily. RBI double for Nomar Mazara. Escobar lifts this one high into the air, deep left center field. This ball's got a chance of getting out, and it does.
Here's Beltre. Swings first pitch and gives one a ride to left. That ball's back. It's out of here. Just over the out-of-town scoreboard. Career home run, 452.
Before hooking on with the Astros for the 2015 season. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And a slider away there. Tyson Ross will leave to a nice round of applause here from the Ranger faithful. Like Matt Bush starting to warm up as Robinson swings and drives one deep into center. Maben back. He's turning to look. That's out of here. How about it, Drew Robinson?
The Rangers will look for a series sweep on Sunday after they take game two of the series, 5-2 from the Angels on Saturday. Tyson Ross picks up the win. He's 2-1. Jesse Chavez falls to 5-10. Rougned Odor 1-for-4, extending his hitting streak to a career-high 10 games. But the two teams combined for an 0-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The Rangers get a pair of two-run homers in their 5-2 victory over the Angels on Saturday, including one from Drew Robinson as he describes his comfort level playing his first game at home.
I mean, I'm just running off adrenaline, really. But these guys are a good team. They make it easy to just come out here and play my game.
How important was that first start in New York to be as successful as you were? Take that back to the Mariners, come back and pick up right where you left off.
I mean, it's important just to get the win. Luckily, we were able to do that in Yankee Stadium, and good thing I was able to come here and help the team get another winner here.
Rangers manager Jeff Banister has already noticed the effect Drew Robinson has had on his team.
Well, what it does for us as a team, for him to be able to step right back in and put together the same at-bats that we saw in New York, huge for him, great confidence builder for him to continue to prove to himself that there is that he can play at this level and can contribute inside our lineup. And this is a guy that can play multiple positions for us, which is also crucial in a sense that we can maneuver him around and keep him in the lineup. It's not only just the hit ability, but you saw it with the walks also. And so it's big. I mean, our lineup tonight, everybody in the lineup contributed. Gomez didn't have a hit, but he was on base twice with the walks up and down the lineup. And guys were moving the ball forward, able to create some opportunities for ourselves and continue the same process that we've been on with making pitchers work. Pushing that envelope of a 20 pitch per inning type situations, continue to put pressure on their pitchers, try to get them into some situations that maybe they're a little fatigued in some of those innings, and some of those pitches start to come up in the zone that we can drive.
Tyson Ross probably had maybe a less than ideal walk strike ratio, but yet he minimized damage. What does he have that allows him to do that?
Yeah, look, first of all, the fastball is not straight at all. It's very challenging to hit. Big guy that creates angle with all of his pitches, kind of a short stride, a little bit across his body. Hitters don't pick up the ball till late. And it's velocity's still good, but the ball runs, it sinks, it cuts, there's nothing straight. It really felt like that in the second inning he was able to, he and Broke were able to figure out some mechanical adjustments that got him back in line that allowed him to get the ball in the strike zone more, created some ground ball situations. I think he got 9 balls on the ground, only one of them was a hit. Really the only ball that was struck well was the home run. Rest of them were there was, I think, the one ball to maybe Elvis there situation, but it was not a lot of hard contact.
Are you starting to have an idea of how you're going to deploy your bullpen, or are you still kind of searching that out?
Well, there's and that's a great question, because there's some definite comfort and feel for guys that we have out there now, and with Jeffress back, situation where, you know, we can bring him in those type of situations and clean the inning up for us. Matt Bush early in a situation in the lineup where we like the fastball, breaking ball combo, where he was able to move through that lineup in that situation. And then the comfort with Claudio, even there late with the base runners, we know we're a ground ball away from being out of the inning, you know, with the two innings. So, yeah, and LeClerc ready to go if we get down there to the Pujols spot. But and then to add Grilly out there in the mix where we've got a veteran guy that we feel comfortable with coming in any situation.
With Adrian, it's not like he's hitting pitches that are right down the middle of the plate. How is he possible at this point in his life?
You had to take that up with Adrian. This is a great hitter. We're closing in on 3,000. You get 3,000 hits. You're going to hit balls in the strike zone, out of the strike zone, up, down. He's got a great feel for what pitchers do and what they try to do against him. You see the calmness at the plate. He's not afraid to get down a strike. He's not afraid to get down two strikes. He's been there before. And just look, that barrel finds a baseball, and an extremely strong human being with great hands and great eyes and balance at the plate, and he's able to get the barrel to the baseball.
Jeff, you mentioned last night you've been trying to keep Hamels around 95. Do you think that helps him stay fresh? You've been keeping Ross roughly in that same range. Is that the plan going forward, to keep him in that sort of parameter?
Well, I think anytime you have a pitcher, look, he was out 15 months, working his way back. More than anything else, it's the high pitch count innings that kind of dictate situations of where how far we want to push guys, and especially a guy like this. There is some – you want to be conservative in some areas. Now, how he feels going forward, the strength level, how the innings shape out for himself, the games, and where we push that envelope. I don't think this is a guy right now that we want to push above that 100-pitch mark very much, but – he's a big, strong, physical guy. I think as he continues to get stronger, he feels better about himself. He feels better about the arm, that we can push that envelope. But, look, it's still kind of in that conservative mode with Tyson.
Anything else? Good.
Thank you.
Chad, go ahead.
You talked last night about the issue with the strikeouts and how they've been discussed a lot this year. And the other area is saves, and blown saves. Can something like tonight, when you're challenged, when the bullpen's challenged the way it was and they respond to it, can that build momentum for the entire bullpen?
Absolutely. Look, it's the same in any part of our game. There's certain confidences that you have as a group. I look at those guys in a bullpen as an entire group, a group of guys who, when they come in, they get in attack mode, they have success. There is a building momentum portion of that. There is a confidence level of these guys coming in, attack the strike zone, use their stuff to get outs. And I believe that the more we get that, the more they will gain momentum and that confidence will build in themselves out there.
Tyson Ross picks up the win. He's 2-1, lasting 5 2/3, giving up a run, walking two, and striking out three, and describes his outing after the game.
You know, I was a little inconsistent early on, and I was able to make an adjustment in about second or third there. And, you know, it's something that I'm going to continue to work on in between outings, and hopefully, you know, come out in the second half and have a good feel for it.
I like how your bullpen really picks you up there after the way they threw the night, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they got a lot of talented arms down the bullpen, and, you know, they did a great job tonight. And, you know, I expect that from every time. They're a talented group, and you know they're definitely capable of putting up a lot of zeros for us and picking us up. It typically has a lot of movement. You know, I'm trying to, but it's a gift and curse sometimes. You know, it kind of has a mind of its own.
Walks the ball, strike ratio might have been good, but you're able to get out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forgive me if you've already answered this, but a little bit of a struggle in the fifth, then to come out for the sixth, how big was that for you?
It was good. You know, sometimes you get in trouble and you just got to work through it. And, you know, I was able to get through that inning and you know, get two outs there in the sixth. You know, I wish I could have been able to finish it, but JJ came in and did a nice job, so.
You talked about wanting to enter the All-Star break on a positive note. Mm-hmm. This team has the ability to, if with a win tomorrow, could enter with four straight, get back to 500. How big is tomorrow's game?
It's a big game for us. You know, it's nice that we could win the series tonight and, you know, have you on the mound tomorrow. I wouldn't have anyone else out there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to watching him do his thing. And, you know, hopefully we can finish off with, you know, another win tomorrow.
Yu Darvish takes the mound for the Rangers on Sunday in the finale of the three-game series.